I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. This is Catching Up with Koonin on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get a chance to talk to the Hawks CEO each and every week, and what a cool weekend this is for our Atlanta Hawks. And more importantly, I think Trae Young and the growth of, you know, what he has become already for our team. Good afternoon, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How is everybody?
Great, man. Looking forward on, taking probably over on the 300. And Team LeBron is a 5-point favorite right now over Giannis. So I'm excited.
Why don't you just stab me, Mike?
All right,
yesterday we spoke at the Atlanta Press Club trying to, you know, get mobile gambling approved.
Right.
And I should have just put a cardboard cutout of you on the panel.
Hey, man, I mean, if they ever do get gambling, Carl and Steve, legalized, I would think that we should be in a statue somewhere. We would be on the point for this for a number of years in this town.
I would agree with that. Now, I mean, listen, a sidebar, and we know where the NBA is. They're jumping on board and embracing this. But seriously, what's this mean for our city? Because, Steve, today I've been talking about this. It's been a long time since we had this kind of identifiable figure playing for our Atlanta Hawks, being in an all-star game like this where everybody's going to be paying attention.
We couldn't be more excited. This is one of those milestones on our progress to a championship. We have the starting point guard for the Eastern Conference. We have a guy who is so much fun to watch play. So interesting. I think tonight you're going to see passing like you've never seen in your life. Let's be honest, there's not going to be a ton of defense in the freshman-sophomore game tonight, and I think Trae will be on display all weekend. We're excited about the three-point shootout that they've moved it back to Trae range, 6 feet, and you'll see a very different three-point contest. And then, you know, Trae came home last year from the All-Star game a different player. He wanted this. He worked for it, and he got it. And I couldn't be prouder or happier for him and his family.
It is a Steve Koonin, guys, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks, everybody's favorite CEO, Puffy K, with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Steve, as you said, it'll be part of three different events. We got the Young Stars game and the three-point shooting contest and obviously the All-Star game itself. He's a starter. The one thing that came up this week in talking with the general manager and the coach, and I'll get your 2 cents worth, you've got a group of guys that have been kind of controlling the U.S. men's basketball team now for going on 3 decades. Is it a shoe thing? I mean, why didn't Trae feel the love as far as at least this round of picking a roster?
No, I think Lloyd said it well. I think it's about stature in the league. 2 years in, Kyle Kuzma and some 3-year players made it. No rookies, no sophomores made it. So I think it's kind of this once every 4 years, earn your dues. The next time it becomes available, he'll be 6 years in the league, and then I'm sure he'll be representing our country.
It's Steve Koonin, Hawk CEO, joining us. As much as I'm going to enjoy, you know, taking in the festivities in Chicago, when and if will we get a chance to enjoy those festivities here in Atlanta again?
Well, if you look out your window, there are 50,000 young people in Atlanta for cheer sport, which has booked multiple years in Atlanta. And the All-Star Weekend, this All-Star Weekend, is set in stone. So we have one of the largest conventions of the week. Of the year booked on the same weekend as All-Stars, so we can't even bid.
Wow.
Well, we've talked about that, and again, it just it's something that's beyond the Hawks' control. So how many more years is that contract in place?
Multiple more years.
Yikes. All right. Well, I mean, we don't want to lose convention business, but geez.
No, I mean, and that's the problem. You know, if you look at Cleveland, Indianapolis, they don't get 50,000-person conventions.
Right.
So it's, do you want to be in the hinterlands of Indiana, or you want to be in Hot Atlanta? And everybody wants to be in Hot Atlanta. So at some point in time, it certainly would be nice. Our friends at State Farm are the big sponsor of State Farm Saturday Night at All-Star. So there's a lot of synergy, as we say.
Right.
But unfortunately, we really can't get off the dime because of booking issues. So we'll keep trying.
It is Steve Kuhnen with us, guys, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. We're getting ready for All-Star Weekend and then second half. And we'll hopefully get to see, you know, the big guy, Clint Capela. We got to see Deadmon out there. But when Clint gets out there, hopefully we get some more boards and we start winning some of these games late. It just seems like the last 6 to 8 minutes is where the wheels come off.
Well, I think any kind of young team, we've talked about this multiple times, learning how to close and win is one of the harder parts of the NBA. And having that stabilizing voice and presence in the middle when we need that one stop, I don't want to put the whole weight of the future on Clint Capela because he's, you know, a terrific player, but he's only one player. All of our guys are going to have to participate. That said, we got some great second half of the season coming up and some really good teams coming in. So Miami is going to be our first game back on the 20th, and then you got the Dallas-Atlanta rivalry getting ready to fire up on the 22nd. So both of those games are close to sold out. So if you're thinking about it, get moving.
Steve, one of the things that we're talking about today as well with the trade meeting and the All-Star game is the league itself and being in the hands of this, you know, under 25 group that includes Trey and Luka, and, you know, Giannis is in that group as well. And the point is, you remember this because you're an NBA fan long before you were the CEO of the Atlanta Hawks. There was a lull right after, you know, Michael retired, and then we got to the Kobe Shaq days, and obviously LeBron comes in the league. But the next group of young stars, are they ready to carry the mantle?
Oh, I think so. I think these guys are coming in a younger age is far more poised than, you know, even when the Shaq Kobe guys came in. We knew those guys. And this is a very strong group, and this is a group also that's being led by international players, which is fabulous for the global growth of our sport. So, you know, and I'm not sure Mr. James is going anywhere until potentially his son is playing in the league, so that could be one of the great storylines in the future.
Yeah, that's wild.
And let's not forget, Steph is 30 years old. He's not exactly going anywhere. So it's, I think next year is going to be a really interesting year. Is Golden State going to pull a San Antonio when David Robinson got injured? They drafted Tim Duncan and then had a dynasty.
Right.
So There's a lot of plot lines, as we like to say in the TV biz, happening in our NBA.
All right, enough about the basketball. Let's talk about the shenanigans. Where's the party at tonight? Who are you rolling with? What's going on? You wearing a fur coat? I heard it's like 10 degrees up there.
It's -2.
Ooh.
So, yeah. I think we're hosting an outdoor party at Navy Pier.
Big tent.
I'm going to have to talk to Andrew Saltzman about that one.
Yeah.
I think we got a deal.
Okay.
And I'm not sure we got a good deal.
There's always, again, All-Star Weekend is always a blast. But, I mean, in all seriousness, it's networking, a lot of chance. And a chance for Trey. We've talked about this. Trey, to, you know, get buddy-buddy with some guys. And we want to do that Golden State game plan where people become friends, forge those friendships, and boom, they want to play here eventually.
Michael, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but we can move to the next subject.
For those not catching the drift, as an executive, you cannot talk about people presently under contract in the association.
That is correct.
I do not want to forfeit my phone because they'll find all my recipes and lunch receipts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't even know if the word is surprise. We continue to see people honor outside of basketball Kobe Bryant. And we were talking about the Genesis Invitational where Tiger is this weekend and all the professional golfers, you know, and the things that they're doing. And Brooks Koepka coming out with a special shoe and Rory and all this stuff. Is it amazing to you?
It's amazing on a couple of levels. It's obviously the outpouring of love. You wish he would have seen it when he was alive because it's unbelievable. The thing that I'm interested in is that it's not just Kobe, but it's the legacy of Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
And that's why I think you see it resonating so much with athletes, is that desire, that competitiveness. You know, for most of us, we don't know what that drive is like because the sacrifice, the talent, and then the mental game to compete at that level in whatever the sport is something that I think you're seeing celebrated today. So it is a sad reminder of a great basketball player, but I think it's an ongoing legacy of one of the most cerebral, determined athletes maybe that's ever walked the face of the earth. And I think that's what I'm seeing is the celebration of the Mamba mentality is the legacy of Kobe Bryant.
Great, great point. Well put. Steve, enjoy All-Star Weekend. We'll enjoy it, and we'll be talking about it with you next week and as the Hawks get back to work on Thursday. Thanks so much for jumping on with us.
All right, everybody, stay warm.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.